Our Old Testament reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the just decrees that I'm teaching you, and do them that you may live. And go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them. For that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, surely this is a great nation, is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and just decrees so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson is from Ephesians chapter 6. We'll be reading it from the NLT. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him, as I should. This is the word of the Lord. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable, and he said to them, 'Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not into his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled?' Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, 'What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're wrapping up our reading of Ephesians. A few Sundays ago, We talked about how letters, when letters were still written, typically had a structure to them. And what we're at today is that artistic, creative closing. This is the part that is carefully crafted to hopefully bring it all together in a memorable way. If you don't remember the purposes of the letter in bullet point form, the image should carry them, or at least serve as a mnemonic device. And so we've said over the summer in our reading of Paul that he had three main points. The first was that the Father in Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. The second was that now, through the work of the Spirit, we are being built together. And then the third one was that this being built together is for a purpose, to witness to the rich variety of the wisdom of God to the authorities in the heavenly realm. And we've spent the last 3 weeks, the back half of Ephesians, developing that third point. What does it mean to witness to the wisdom of God to the powers that be? And the answer that Paul and we developed is a renewal of those Ten Commandments. By living according to God's wisdom. And those Ten Commandments, the law, are the revealed wisdom of God for our well-being. We witness against the lies of Satan and the world. Those two are always attempting to bring our weak flesh into trading that eternal law for some quick perceived good. They're always attempting to get us to give up willingly our birthright as the children of God, eternal life, for some mess of pottage serving as the good life now. But today, with Paul's conclusion, I want to bring back those first two that we've let recede a little bit. The Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And Paul's closing is a dramatic catalog of those blessings. Truth. We have mighty battles today over capital T or small t. We have charges of fake news. We have sniffing about the good old days when we had a baseline of fact. But the sad thing about all of those discussions is that they are usually distractions. They're the devil's smokescreen that nobody is discussing real metaphysical truth. Because in our day and age, we've been convinced that if our arguments aren't on some form of science that can be figured out with only our five senses, it isn't a valid argument. So what you end up with is a blizzard of charts and graphs and models and curve fits, all to make you believe something that might be a temporary truth. But that capital T truth is a spiritual gift. The recognition of truth is a spiritual endeavor. And both the truth itself and the ability to see it are part of every spiritual blessing. Because Jesus is the truth. The crucified one, right there, is on his throne victorious over Satan and the world. Can you see it? Put on the belt of truth. That this is the thing that binds and holds it all together. You give up the revelation of God. You give up the true man and true God. and it all falls apart. Righteousness. We don't like that word because we immediately jump to self-righteousness. But self-righteousness is that false gift that we give ourselves. Righteousness is the spiritual gift that the Father has given us through Christ. While we were sinners, the blood of Christ has covered us and made us clean. The law stripped us naked and left us for dead. And Christ has picked us up and given us his clothes and paid for our regeneration. We've been given that body armor, not of our righteousness, definitely not of our self-righteousness, which if you've ever played Dungeons and Dragons is akin to that starting leather covering. But we've been given Christ's armor, which is an impenetrable, plus 100,000 everything over all of our vital spiritual organs. Peace. Again, the world wants us to chase a temporary or an ersatz version of this. It wants you to chase happiness or mindfulness or quiet. But all of those are distractions from the spiritual blessing of peace. The good news, the proclamation of the kingdom of God, that real peace comes from the fact that God has fulfilled his promises. He's redeemed Israel. He's sent the messianic king, and Christ reigns. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Today, he reigns in grace, tomorrow in glory. Repent today so that you will be fully prepared. And in that repentance, be at peace with God, who has already written the pardon. We just need to accept it. Faith. How do we pick up that peace? Through that gift of faith. Satan's always throwing things at us. You're not good enough. You failed at that. You couldn't do that. If only you had this one's charm or that one's money or another's skill. You've been weighed, you've been measured, and you've been found wanting. And we, when he assaults us in those ways, we're often tempted to hear that ring of truth there. But it's at best the half-truth. Because what that peace proclamation of God says is that the law is not the standard. Our righteousness is not the standard. Because we have a champion who has given us his righteousness. We have a God of grace who's declared peace with sinners. We have the promise of God that he has come for sinners. And behind faith in God's promise, behind that shield of faith, we can sneer at Satan and see all of his fiercest arrows go out. Behind that shield of faith, we can rest in the love of God. Salvation. We can rest in that love because whatever the enemy might do to this body, we know that he's been judged and that he has no power over eternity. Have that salvation as your helmet. Keep that knowledge that Christ has redeemed you and that Christ has made you his and nothing can steal you from him. Keep that helmet on and you won't lose your head when the tumult starts. The Spirit. This is the greatest spiritual gift that God has given. He actually brings all the rest with him. The Holy Spirit, which Moses longed to see in all of God's people, has been poured out. And that Spirit sanctifies us and makes us one. The Spirit puts the Word of God into our hands and into our ears and into our eyes and into our mouth. This Spirit grants us the ability to touch and to hear and to see and to taste the goodness of the Word. And the Spirit renews our soul to put on that full armor, to take up the sword and fight. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor. Take up every spiritual blessing that the Father has given us. Don't go out onto that battlefield to face Satan and the world half-dressed. God's given us everything we need to stand. So suit up. Are we all dressed up then with nowhere to go? No. We are being built together. The night of faith is not a knight errant like that mixed up man of La Mancha. For we do not fight against flesh and blood enemies, but against the archons, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. It's quite a battle, but we are not alone. And how do we do this? Or at least, what are the ways that Paul asks for? First, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can preach God's mysterious plan. The prayers of a righteous person are powerful, James says. Can you imagine a church full of people clothed in the full armor of God petitioning Him? This is the battlefield. Pray that we hear the word. Pray that the preacher gets the right words. Pray that Satan doesn't pick it up right away from hard hearts. Pray that the distractions of life don't crowd it out. Pray that the word is fruitful and returns full of God's blessing. Pray that every evil plan of Satan might be hindered, and every madness of the world rulers put down. Pray for each other, together, and at all times, and in every occasion. Pray. Second, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers. God is building His people together. The only way that Satan can ever win is to lure someone away. The straying lamb that the lion prowls for. The prodigal that leaves his father's family. Watch yourself. Don't neglect this gathering. Make diligent use of the means of grace. Have your own piety practices. Have them as a family. Stay alert and be persistent. When we've put on the full armor of every spiritual blessing, Satan can't harm us. When we've been built together, we might even punch a few holes in Satan's line. We might give full witness to those powers that be, that their power is already over. They might have us in chains as they had the apostle, but we keep on speaking boldly because nothing will hold back the power of Jesus' resurrection. They couldn't keep him in that grave, and they can't keep us, because fully dressed, we are able to stand. Amen.